Hi, I'm Roger Dooley. I've been writing and speaking about neuromarketing since 2005. Since then, there's one question I've been asked most, whether I meet someone at a conference or sit next to them on an airplane. When I explain what I do, they often ask me, what is neuromarketing? My simplest definition is, neuromarketing is the application of neuroscience and cognitive science to marketing. If that short answer leaves you wanting more, here's my expanded definition. Neuromarketing is the application of neuroscience and cognitive science to marketing. This can include market research that tries to discover customer needs, motivations, and preferences that traditional methods like surveys and focus groups can't reveal. Neuromarketing can include the evaluation of specific advertising, marketing, packaging, content, and so on to more accurately understand how customers react at the non-conscious level. And it can include applying the knowledge obtained from neuroscience and cognitive science research to make marketing more effective without testing specific ads or other materials. Consumer neuroscience is sometimes used as a synonym for neuromarketing. According to Gerald Zaltman of Harvard, 95% of our brain's processes are non-conscious. Traditional market research looks at the 5%, while neuromarketing tries to understand the other 95%. Not everyone will agree with this rather broad definition. Some say, if it's not actual neuroscience, it's not neuromarketing. They prefer to use the term neuromarketing to narrowly include only the use of neuroscience tools to evaluate specific advertising, products, and so on. Early neuromarketing practitioners measured brain activity with tools like EEG and fMRI, for example. Of course, some still use these tools today. This limited definition breaks down a bit, though, since today many of the tools that are part of some consumer neuroscience studies, like facial coding, eye tracking, and implicit testing, are behavioral in nature. It's also common in the consumer neuroscience space to measure biometric data like heart rate and galvanic skin response. None of these directly measure brain or neural activity. I include the application of cognitive science, which includes not just neuroscience but also behavioral science, psychology, and other fields. I do this for one reason: neuromarketers want to understand and predict the behavior of their customers, and drawing artificial lines between disciplines isn't helpful. We can all agree that customers often can't or won't accurately describe their preferences or explain how they make decisions, and that as marketers we need to understand their non-conscious thinking. We can achieve that understanding in many ways. We can get it through fMRI images, with clever lab experiments, by analyzing real-world behavior data, or some combination of approaches. Limiting ourselves to a narrow group of technologies makes no sense. In its early years, the term neuromarketing was promoted enthusiastically by service providers but was reviled by many academics. There was little serious, peer-reviewed research to justify the claims of some neuromarketers, and researchers were disinclined to associate themselves with a topic they considered on a par with parapsychology or UFOs. In 2012, some in the industry suggested rebranding neuromarketing as consumer neuroscience. This, they thought, would sharpen the focus on neuroscience-based approaches and help escape the snake oil association of neuromarketing caused by overly optimistic providers. Over time, the negative connotations of the term neuromarketing have declined. A major study at Temple University took the field firmly out of the realm of pseudoscience and made the topic acceptable for serious academic inquiry. Thomas Ramsoy of the Copenhagen Business School put the term in the title of his textbook on the topic, Introduction to Neuromarketing and Consumer Neuroscience. Today, one can earn a neuromarketing degree at well-regarded institutions around the world, particularly in Europe. One example is the master's program at Autonomous University of Barcelona, where I'm on the faculty. There are other definitions of neuromarketing. Wikipedia's definition says one role of neuromarketing is manipulation of the real needs and wants of people to suit the needs and wants of marketing interests. I disagree completely with the idea that a goal of neuromarketers should be to manipulate their customers. Neuromarketing isn't inherently manipulative. Rather, it is about understanding people's real needs and wants. With that knowledge, marketers can develop better products and less wasteful advertising campaigns. Here's another challenge. One could say all marketing is neuromarketing, since customer buying decisions, brand preferences, and so on are all happening in their brains. In my opinion, that's not a particularly useful way to look at neuromarketing. It's a lot like saying, everything is chemistry, since all living and non-living things are made up of molecules. That may be true, but it's not particularly useful or helpful. So, when we talk about neuromarketing, I exclude marketing efforts that don't specifically incorporate neuroscience or cognitive research, either through new tests or by using data from past work and academic studies. Here's your challenge. What do you think? What would you add to or subtract from my definitions? Leave a comment or stop by neuroscience marketing.com and let me know. In the meantime, stay brainy.